Here at Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with New Holland and Mike Harvey. And boy, Mike, it's good to see you again. It seems like it's been weeks, well, about two, since we saw each other last in Louisville.
Exactly.
And I thought that might kind of set the stage for an interview here to talk about. You know, you guys come out and exhibited a lot of shows over the year, from the National Farm Machinery Show, Commodity Classic, later this year, Farm Progress, and a number of others. I think it might be interesting to get a little perspective of what all it takes to prepare for these, and how are they different? Because I know they sort of have, you know, whether they're outdoor, indoor, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, there definitely is a difference. And to your point, outdoor, indoor, whether they are, if you will, national type of show, or whether it is a Commodity Classic type of show, which really is unique in its own fashion. First off, we do have a show manager that works on the lot space and laying out of displays and things like that. But from the marketing side and sales side, we need to decide what things go to what shows. And that's where Commodity, again, is very unique, because at Commodity, with it being a convention for our corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum growers, it's a different group of people. So we need to focus on those markets and those needs. Along with that, they move it to different locations. When we go to many of our shows, National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Farm Progress Show now is narrowed down to two locations, and various other shows, they're common sites. And we can then set up our displays and our plans for those common sites. When we go to the commodity show, it moves to a lot of different areas, and usually in convention centers, in cities that aren't used to farm machinery, let's put it that way. So coming here, for example, to Tampa, we were planning to bring in units that we could relatively easy get in and out without having to do a bunch of dual installation, setup items, and things like that. So we chose to bring the self-propelled sprayer, which is new for us, so we wanted to feature a new product for these customers. And the second thing we wanted to have here was our Tier 4 TA tractor, and we had a transportation and weather glitch, and we didn't get the tractor here, so we've got a little bit of different display. So you have to think on your feet and make adjustments. So we brought in a small tractor to help fill in the space, as well as to show these customers the full product line that we offer. The other thing we've started to try and do with more shows, generate something that will draw attention. And here we're using the CVT cutaway display, which allows them to see the performance and the application of that CVT transmission, and it draws people in so that they take a look at it. The sprayer in itself is new to these folks. They come in to take a look at the sprayer and to ask questions about it. So that's what we try to do for the commodity show, is to feature new things as well as things that really fit these customer markets.
Talk a little bit about the team. I know you said you've got a team, basically. I mean, looking at this show or any of the others, I mean, how much of an effort is it? I mean, how many people have to get involved to put on something like this?
Well, that varies from show to show. Depending on the number of pieces and the size of the lot, we have a show manager, and then he usually has somewhere between two and four or five helpers, if you will. And these folks are retired folks or outside employees that we contract, and they do the if you will, the setup and the display setup, the uncrating of things, and then again the tear down and crating up of things at the end. We as sales and as marketing folks, we try to get in here so that we can help lay out the display as well as help get the equipment itself lined up and in here so that it shows the things we want to show, but the show crew is the one that really has to put it all together in one spot.
Any guess, just approximate, how many shows do you do in a year? In North America. Let's limit it.
In the North American market, as an example, my personal attendance this past year, I'm going to kind of count them up on my fingers here, but I think I attended six this past year as far as the various shows. As far as New Holland participation and the involvement of the show crew, I'll bet you we do probably 12 to 15 shows throughout North America. That is truly company, you know, background. Then there's the little individual shows that some of our dealers support and have, you know, a heyday or something like that, where we really don't have our major involvement, but we're still need our representation there for our customers.
But that's a lot of effort, preparation, time, effort, logistics. I mean, that's got to be a key part of what the team has to deal with. How about as you look at this, I've already heard the word record used a couple times in our attendance. It's official. It is a new record for Classic. We're kind of winding down the first day. What's the traffic been like? What's the mood of the people that you had a chance to talk to?
The folks that have been through here today, there's a couple of factors that come into play. The mood has been good. Let's face it, very good yields. Visited with a fellow tonight. He said he had no drying costs this last fall. That helps his cost factors tremendously. Good yields. Prices are good right now. Attitude is good. And it helps us. It helps them. Everybody feels better. The other thing is we're going to give away this Rustler over here at 5 o'clock, and that's drawn a lot of people in. Am I registered? How do I register to make sure their name is here? And when's it going to be? Because I want to be here because I want that Rustler. So that's brought a lot of people on board. This afternoon, my feeling is we've had virtually steady traffic and attendance here. This show is a bit unique also because obviously the seed and the chemical folks really focus on recruiting their customers, and we're kind of a bystander in that regard. So the traffic we get through here is a little bit different in that respect. But again, it's been a steady traffic. Excellent.
Well, thank you very much, Mike Harvey, giving us a little bit of perspective into what it takes for a company like New Holland, our sponsor, by the way, for AgWire coverage of the Commodity Classic, to come out and put on these exhibits at some these farm shows that take place all over the country throughout the year. Here from Tampa, Florida, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.